أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوذة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا. In the previous ayat, we read that the kuffar of Makkah and generally the non-believers claim that na'uzu billah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made up the Quran himself or somebody taught him and then he presented it as the word of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, if you have that doubt, then bring something like the Quran Sharif. If you can't, bring at least 10 surahs. If you can't, at least bring one surah. And again in Makkah, Medina Sharif, it was repeated. If you think the Quran is not the word of Allah, then Allah challenges you, bring at least one surah like the Quran, even the shortest surah like Inna A'tainaka al-Kawthar. That challenge has never been taken on till today. Nobody has produced anything like the Quran Sharif, not even one ayat like the Quran Sharif. So that was, and Allah Ta'ala replied to that, that this is proof that this is the word of Allah and it is the command of Allah which man has to obey and fulfill. Then also three pertinent questions which should come to every human being. They also have been answered here in the previous ayat. One is that from where have we come? That Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah is the one who created you, and in detail, that is your eyes, your heart, your mind, your lungs, everything, Allah is the creator. Allah is the creator, and He hasn't sold it to us. He has given it to us, He's still the owner. It is amanat by us. And we have to fulfill that trust. And what is that trust? That we make the ibadat of Allah, we fall in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum. Worship your Rabb. That is, we are in this world for the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and not to live a life to satisfy ourselves or to make worldly gain and leave it behind and go or to gain the fame of this dunya. But we are here to worship Allah Ta'ala. And the third question which should come to everyone, that where are we going to from here? That also Allah Ta'ala had explained that we all will be in the Akhirat and our final destination will be either Jannah, may Allah grant it all to us, or unfortunately if a person died without Iman, then he will go permanently to Jahannam. So we all have to think, from where have I come? Allah has made me. I haven't made myself. My parents haven't made me. Allah made me. And I belong to Allah Ta'ala fully. Why have I come here? To worship Allah, to be obedient to Allah. Where am I going to from here? To the Akhirat. It's not just that we'll die and everything is over, but then there is life again according to how we lived here. So anyway, there was that one question that the kuffar of Makkah used to say, that the Quran is not the word of Allah, na'uz billah, is the word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, then another doubt which they had, that if this is the word of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah is very great. And the mushrikeen of Makkah did believe in Allah, but they used to make shirk, associate partners with Allah. So they said that Allah, when He is so great, then how come in the book of Allah, in Allah's kalam, in His speech, there are examples like of a fly, of a mosquito, of a spider, etc. Allah is so high, then so great. How could Allah give examples of such small, lowly things like spiders and flies and mosquitoes? So that Allah Ta'ala explains here in these ayat that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوذَ وَمَا فَوْقَهَا. بے شک اللہ شرماتا نہیں اس بات سے کہ بیان کرے کوئی مثال مچھر کی یا اس چیز کی جو اس سے بڑھ کر ہے. That Allah Ta'ala does not shy away from a giving an example, even that of a mosquito, or even that is which is more lower than it, that is more worse and more insignificant than a mosquito. Yeah, what is to understand that this example, when it is given, any example that is given is not that it is associated with the one who's giving the example, but the example what it is given for that. So like a bad thing, even a great person, if he says that somebody, he calls somebody that you are like a pig, then that person, he is great, but the example is given that of the pig, of the thing that is low. Not, so there is nothing wrong with that. And to, if you want to explain something which is bad, you have to give the example of something that is bad or that is low or that is weak, that is insignificant. If you want to explain something that is useless, you can't give the example of something that is very useful. You have to give the example of that which is useless. So Allah Ta'ala has given the example of the mosquito here. And other examples Allah says that even which are more insignificant than the mosquito, Allah Ta'ala will give those examples also. Allah says in one place in the Quran Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala gives the examples as He wishes. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And who understands these examples are only those people who have the deep knowledge. One great alim says that when I don't understand an example of Allah, I cry on my own condition. That Allah says that the ulama will understand, those who have knowledge. And I'm not understanding, that means I'm not of that group. And the righteous people, they accept wholeheartedly what Allah Ta'ala has said. And the non-believers, they will find an objection in everything. Also, Allah, so one great alim gives the example, Rabi' ibn Anas, that the example of a mosquito which Allah has given here is that of this dunya. And the people who live for this dunya say that a mosquito is such that as long as it is hungry, it lives. And it will suck blood from people, etc. As long as it's hungry. The minute it gets full, then it dies. So like that are the people of this dunya also. They go for this dunya, and Allah Ta'ala gives them this dunya, and they get filled with this dunya, and they get obsessed with it, and they only think of this dunya, the non-believers who don't believe in akhirah, and their only object is this dunya. Then فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Then we take them to task suddenly, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And then they are shocked themselves that what has happened so suddenly? How did this happen to us? So that is the example of the mosquito which Allah Ta'ala has given here. So we should also take heed that all the examples are for a reason, and we must take in cognizance those reasons for which these examples are given. Not that we try and find fault in these examples. Allah is most high, most noble, most pure. But in order to make us understand the lowly things of this dunya, and that this dunya is a useless thing, Allah gave these examples, and a wise person who will take the lessons from this example, and a person who hasn't got that ability within him, and unfortunately many of us are such, then we start finding fault, so much so, not only fault in words of the ulama and the righteous, then we even go to the extent of finding fault in the Quran Sharif, which is the most serious thing. So a believer will accept wholeheartedly all that which Allah has given, and if he does not understand, he will be sorry about himself, that why can't I understand? But still he will believe wholeheartedly. May Allah Ta'ala let us become true, ardent believers of the Quran of Allah Ta'ala, and our purpose is to obey the commandments of Allah and to make our lives accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.